What a wonderful song, born out of revival. Such a time as this, that we can sing the old songs but may have fresh meaning in our own lives. And I just want to celebrate the fact that over 1 million Christians, I'm sure, prayed on Friday, and great power was made available to see a great deliverance and salvation for our nation. Oh, we do need Jesus, and we need him to move, and prayer moves God. I'm going to share something that has been very powerful. The scriptures have brought me hope, but in this time of prayer and fasting, as we seek to fulfill what God has called us to do for such a time as this, I've gone through a bit of a journey this last week from my main scripture is going to come from Matthew 17. So if you have your Bible, listen up, because there's such a good word, a word of hope. Hope means an expectation of good being your outcome. And there's this story, and you probably know it quite well. It's in verse 14, where a father whose son was desperately sick and actually had a demon that would throw him into the fire, and it was life-threatening what was happening to this child. I imagine they have to watch this boy day and night just to take care of him. And this father was absolutely at the end of human ability to help. And so the story says that this man came to the disciples, and the disciples tried their best, did what they could to help this father and deliver this boy and to see him healed. And I just want you to kind of think about that scene, whether it reflects to anything in your life or your life experience with the Lord, where you personally have brought a situation which has really affected you, whether it's a loved one or in your own life, and you brought it to the Lord, you've brought it to somebody else to pray for you, or you are the disciple that someone comes to and they bring a request, whether it's somebody at work or at school or wherever you are, somebody in your family, your neighbours, and you've prayed and you've done all that you know to do. I can imagine the disciples saying, what else did he say to do? Let's try this, let's try that. And nothing has worked. And I can see this scene of despondency, and I so wanted it to work, but it didn't work. And I can relate to it because it's very real for me. I've prayed and am praying for situations, whether they're very close to me, people that I love in the church, people that I love in my family and my neighbour even. And I still haven't seen yet that miracle happen. And I want to tell you, there's always a yet. Because what actually happened is this situation changed. But I know this interim period is a hard and difficult time when we've been praying, we've been confessing, we've been doing what Jesus has said to do, and we haven't seen our prayers answered. And we've reached the end of our own limitations to know what to do. I can see these disciples, they would have been embarrassed even, because there was a great crowd around them. They'd have been confused. It worked before, or it worked for that situation. Why hasn't it worked now? Why hasn't it worked today, in this time? For such a time as this. And they would have thought, well, for such a time as this, what a great word, what an encouraging word. But it hasn't happened for me yet. It hasn't happened in this situation yet. And I want to tell you, I'm on the same journey as you. I have seen answers, but I've also seen situations where I haven't seen the answers yet. Or even situations where I've just had to leave it with the Lord because it didn't work out as I'd hoped. And it's a funny thing to say, but the scripture in verse 14 says, and when they'd come to the multitude, and this is Jesus, and Peter, James and John. They'd been up the mountain and they'd come to the multitude. The Father then comes and throws himself at Jesus' feet and cries out for help because of his son. And I just suddenly thought this week as I was going through this, the missing ingredient, this is almost an amusing thing to say, the missing ingredient was the person, Jesus himself. He was missing. The disciples were doing what they'd been taught to do. The Father had come to the disciples. The boy was the focus, and the crowd were looking at the disciples saying, they haven't got it. And the missing ingredient was the person, Jesus Christ, Jesus himself. And I don't know whether you've prayed like that before, just gone on and prayed words. But sometimes I think our missing ingredient is the person. And what changed for the Father is that he came to Jesus. And then it says in verse 17, bring the boy to me. In other words, bring the child, the situation, the problem to me. So the Father comes to Jesus. The boy is brought to Jesus. And the miracle happens in the presence of Jesus. Now still, if I was one of those disciples, and I still am, I'm amazed at what Jesus did. But I'd be standing there going, well, why couldn't I do that? And I am confident that you're the same. Why not me? Well, maybe it's not for me. Maybe I can just carry on loving Jesus, following Jesus, being saved, being a witness, learning about him and enjoying life with him. Miss this bit out of the Christian life. It's okay. Let's just miss this out. There are some prayers that aren't answered and we'll just leave it there. Well, the disciples didn't do that, and I'm really grateful, because in situations I'm facing at the moment, personally and as a leader, and in our lives as a church with a call on our lives, every believer has it, to heal the sick, to see the power of Jesus, to help people who are in helpless situations. And so that's the will of God for us. The Holy Spirit himself lives in us. We have God with us always. But the issue of all issues is, why didn't it happen in this situation? Why hasn't it happened? And I just like to think about the story at this point. And I, you know, when I'm reading the scriptures, I get to a point where I think, I wonder what would have happened if the disciples had concluded that the healing ministry and deliverance ministry and the power and miracles of Jesus was to stop right there in their experience. That they were to stop going for this because it hadn't worked in that situation. And I just think that if they had stopped, then future generations wouldn't have laid hold of this power. And they'd have thought, well, it finished with when Jesus was on earth, or it finished with the early church, or it finished with the mighty healing ministries over there, or it finished with me, because I'm the one who hasn't seen the breakthrough in this situation. And I know how painful that is. It's been my experience that it's caused me great sadness. I've gone away and wept at times when I've prayed for somebody and they didn't get healed. So it is not in any way to diminish the effect of this, because I think we need to know for real that this affects our prayer life. It affects how we move forward. Failures can affect us and take us into an arena of Christianity that is missing the whole picture. And Jesus actually said, the whole picture is, I will come and live in you, and you will be able to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be able to do the same works as me, and greater still. And so it's never in Jesus' mind that any of us stop short at failure, but that we actually go on from that point to say, Lord, what's the issue here? And I love this because I think the first issue was the presence of the person of Jesus. You know, it was when Jesus walked along the road of Jericho to Jericho, where Bartimaeus was sitting, his presence suddenly brought faith into Bartimaeus. If he hadn't been there, there wouldn't have been faith in him. The woman who'd spent all she had, did everything she could to solve her problem, and it says she couldn't get any help from anywhere. When she heard that Jesus was there, do you remember, she pressed through the crowd and she said, if I just touch him, well, it was the presence of the person. And so the father, instead of going to the disciples, went to Jesus. The son, instead of going to the disciples, he was brought to Jesus. And then when the disciples, in their failure and in their discouragement, it says, verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately. So they went to Jesus. It seems to me that the whole key and the point of this is that we come back to Jesus. That we return with all of our heart to the person and the presence of Jesus. He is with us always. But sometimes we carry on doing what we do in the hope it will happen. But we do it without him. And I can imagine with Jesus suddenly there in the middle of this whole crowd, all eyes came off the problem, came off the despair and despondency, came off the Father, and they all turned to Jesus. That's the beginning, because Jesus himself is the answer to all issues, and it begins with coming to him. That's what prayer is. We come to the person. We don't just pray about something. We come to Jesus to ask, to pray. And isn't it interesting that often when God says we seek him, we will find him. When we look for him, he will be found by us as we seek him with all of our hearts. So the disciples didn't throw out the thought that perhaps in their future there were still going to be many people healed, and there were. But they wanted to know, what is it, Lord? And they came to Jesus privately and said, why couldn't we do this, Lord? Why, what's the problem? And I just want to say this very, very, very carefully, and I want to emphasize this. What Jesus is about to say is not to condemn or judge or say, you're rubbish, your prayer life's no good, your walk with God is no good. Everything Jesus does is eventually to turn things around. He puts his finger on issues so that we can see solutions. He does not do things to push us down. He does things to lift us up. And so the answer, we've got to more focus on what he's really saying rather than taking on a negative view of what Jesus is saying. Because he is love, he's compassion, and he wants it to work for you. He wants it to work for me. And so they came to him and they asked him. And Jesus says, because he's the MRI scan, he can see what the issues are when we can't see what the issues are. And in this situation, Jesus said, it's because of your unbelief. Now, biblically speaking, scripturally speaking, unbelief, another translation says little faith, is actually a situation where your heart departs from the Lord. It actually withdraws. Now, I can use this situation with the disciples, the father and the boys. They were a bit withdrawn from Jesus because he wasn't really involved until he became the center of what was happening. And so the disconnect can be, we can confess the word, we can pray and pray and pray and struggle and try and make something happen. Ah, but here we are, Jesus says, that actually there's been a bit of a disconnect here. It's like we just need to get connected again with the Lord. And last night, I'm not the techie person in the house. I have someone shares the house with me who's really techie. She probably wouldn't say she was, but she is. But I'm not. And if a machine or a tech doesn't work for me, all I can tell you is I push the button and I keep on pushing the button in the hope that something will change. Anyway, my Apple TV, because TV is so boring generally, but I'd sat down later on in the day and I was like, is there anything on? And you know, you flick through the channels, there's nothing on. And so I decided to try Apple TV. So I get the remote and I'm pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing more. And you know, at times you can feel like saying, Apple are the problem, or the remote's the problem, everything's the problem, or get a hammer and smash it because it's not working. But when Sam came in, there was a slight disconnect in one of the connections, and she found it and she connected it again. The supply was always there, but because of the disconnect, it had stopped flowing into the TV. I hadn't got what I needed to watch because of a disconnect. And that's what Jesus is saying. He said, if you connect again, something supernatural is going to happen. Come to me and you're going to receive faith. Now, I want to talk about this as Jesus meant it. He said, because of your unbelief, this slight disconnect, whether it's a discouragement, whether you don't even know that's what's happened inside, you're still following Jesus, you love him, you're a worshipper, you sing the songs, but in a particular area where you've failed or you've got discouraged in, there's been a bit of a disconnect. And Jesus says, reconnect, come to me, like the Father, like this boy, bring everything to me, the person, Jesus. And if we reconnect with him, it says here, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. Well, this is all a bit mysterious. He suddenly starts to talk about prayer and fasting and mountains and all kinds of things. Now, what does Jesus mean? It's really important, this, because he says if you have faith, that's the issue. Because prayer and fasting in itself won't give you the faith, but it will connect you with Jesus, who will give you the faith you need in that situation. Just like my Apple TV, if I reconnect, I will get the result. But if I disconnect, it's not going to happen for me. I can press that remote, do what I know to do, but nothing's going to work until the power starts to flow and we see everything connected and moving again. And so Jesus says, if you have faith. So, what does he really mean? Well, in Mark 11, Jesus is teaching about this a bit further, and he, in the Greek, and let me tell you, the only Greek I like is a salad. So a lot of Greek I know nothing about. But I do know that in the Greek, it actually means if you have the faith of God, or if you have the faith that comes from God, you will say to this mountain. There's no point talking to a mountain of impossibility or a boy that's sick if you don't have the faith that comes from me, Jesus is saying. So if we go to him and make this connection again, he will give us faith. And it's like me having £20 in my hand. If I was to give that £20 to you, it was mine, it now becomes yours, and you will say, I've got £20. But actually, the source of that £20 was me. I gave it to you. It became yours, and then you were able to give it to somebody else. And that's what faith is. We don't have it ourselves. We can't information it. We can't theorize it. But when we come to Jesus, he is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So he begins, he gives us faith. And it's from the person, it's from this connection that we receive faith that will move that mountain. It's wonderful. Now, I want to tell you honestly, there are times when I think I have it and I don't, because it's seen in the results. There are times when I'm sure I have it, and I surely do have it, because I see the answers. Just recently, there are times, this is a situation where I didn't have it, but I received it, and I saw it work. And it was a situation in the family, actually, in my family. I had a phone call that a family member had gone into hospital with COVID. And it just moved my heart so much, full of compassion. It was actually Pastor Andrea's birthday, and we were preparing a meal. And to be honest, it kind of just moved us off celebration and onto prayer and onto seeking the Lord. But I received this call, and, you know, there's a lot of fear around this situation. And, you know, somebody going into hospital, it's a horrible experience on their own. And your heart gets moved. And you want to turn immediately to the Lord and ask for a miracle. But you know, I know that many situations I face in my life daily, I don't have what I need, but I know someone who has what I need, and his name is Jesus. I've learned it over the years of my life that there is only one place I can go, and that's to Jesus. And I cried out to the Lord, and I was joined in prayer as well. Pastor Andrea and Sunny, we just, instead of just going on with the cooking, we just got to prayer. And God gave me faith. He imparted his faith. And I was given, often it's through the word, it's based on the word of God, the promises of God. There was an impartation. It's like that £20. It was his, it became mine. And Pastor Andrew also had a word that God would answer speedily. And you know, 24 hours, this guy was back home. Speedily is what I call it. And those of us who were praying had faith, had the faith that came from God. And you know, you can memorize the scripture all day long. You can confess it till the cows come home. But until you receive what God gives you, that word of faith, that promise, your confessions won't move mountains. Your prayers won't get answered. But Jesus says, come to me. Bring the boy to me. Bring the situation to me. Come and connect again with me. Because I am generous without finding fault. And I give generously without finding fault. He's not pointing the finger. He's just saying, come to me. I will give you everything you need. It's all in Jesus. And we as disciples, we have things to give. We can heal the sick, but we've got to go to Jesus and receive it if we don't have it at that moment. Peter and John had it. They said in the name of Jesus, God had given them that faith, and they operated in faith. But there are times, beloved, where you and I need a fresh faith. And that's what prayer and fasting does. It reconnects. It brings us back to focus purely on Jesus, so that we can receive what we need for our friends, receive what we need for people that we love and care about, receive what we need to heal the sick and see the power of Jesus in reality. Not miss out on this aspect of life. And you might be someone who has missed out and kind of disconnected from this area of praying for the sick and believing for their recovery. And God wants to restore the ministry of Jesus through your life. Through your life. Through my life. And through the whole body of Christ. I'm going to finish with this. You know Smith Wigglesworth, a great healing apostle of faith, he was called. He went, he would just walk into a room, heal the sick, and walk. Operated in a gift of faith. God gave him great faith. And it's all a gift, it's all received. It's something to receive. You don't manufacture it, he gives it. And he wants to give it. He really, really wants you to have the faith of God. Anyway, in this situation, this young woman, she was so ill with demonic mental illness. And the family were in despair. He walked into this room, and you normally you'd expect, go for it. But he knew. He knew he didn't have it. It was like his faith. He looked at this situation. He was like, I haven't got it in this situation. And I think that's so encouraging that Smith Wigglesworth went into a situation and he said, I don't have it. Be encouraged. It's amazing. So he went in to God. He left that room and he said, I'm going to get with God. And he went out, prayed. And he said, nobody with their thoughts on earth can receive this. They've got to have their thoughts on Jesus. Fix your thoughts on things above, not on earthly things. And he set his mind and heart on Jesus. And he came to the Lord boldly. He said, I used my faith to get there, but I got there and I needed his faith for this situation. So we can use our faith to go to Jesus because we have that. But we need to receive a fresh faith for a particular situation. And he said, and it came. The promise came, the word came, and I was a changed person. I had walked in looking at the situation a bit overwhelmed, knew that I didn't have it. I went to Jesus, I received, and I went back into that situation, and this woman was completely set free. Beloved, because that's who you are, special. Born for such a time as this, have you disconnected in an area of life where you've seen failure before? Has that become something that you avoid and go round and don't do because it hasn't worked for you? I believe there are many, many miracles in our future, in your future, if we will come to him and say, Lord, help me. I'm coming back to you. I'm going to give myself in prayer and fast if I need to, and we have been in this season, to receive some fresh faith. Your faith for breakthrough. Your faith for souls to be saved. Your faith for work. Your faith for a relationship changing. Your faith for my body or the body of somebody who needs healing. Our eyes are on you, Lord. And I just want to finish by praying for you. Because I believe as I pray, God is going to minister to you and remove all disappointment and bring you back into a fresh connection with him. So wherever you are, whether you're on your sofa or listening, or when you're driving, however you're listening to this, just come to Jesus now and receive from him as I pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, we've all been in the situation where we have prayed and it hasn't happened. And Lord, in all the confusion, in all the questions, and in all the disappointments, Lord, some of us have got sick in our hearts. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. And Lord, we just thank you that you're the healer of every heart. And we come to you now, like that father, like that boy. We turn to you, Jesus, as the only one. We seek you. Because we've tried to look for healing in this, that, and the other, and solutions here, there, and everywhere. But Jesus, we set our hearts and minds on you alone. We come to you now. And I want to ask, Lord Jesus, that you restore and heal the disappointments, and that there would be the strength of your spirit to get up again and go to Jesus and not give up, Lord. Not say it's not for me anymore, but Lord, that we would be those who come and receive your faith. We admit in so many situations we don't have the faith it takes. Thank you for what we do have. Thank you for the miracles we have seen. Thank you for the ways we've seen you work in our lives and in our prayers. There's so much to be thankful for. This is by no means one aspect, just the only aspect of our Christian lives. But Lord, it's an important part that can make our hearts disconnect. And so Lord, I pray for that real connection today. That in this time, Lord, as we pray, and if we need to give ourselves more and more to you in prayer, just seeking you for fresh faith, we know when we have it, Lord. It's a living thing. It's something that we're sure and certain of. Lord, release that again into our hearts. Where we've been tempted to give up completely or theorize, Lord, bring the very real living faith of Jesus into us. Authorize fresh faith. Sustain the faith that is already there. Because Lord, you're the only one who can do that, and you're the only one who can bring it to completion. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who fulfills every promise, and you are faithful to do what you say. And so, Lord, thank you that seeking you and giving ourselves to you in this way, really going to you and only you, we can receive. So heal, restore, and set free, I pray, so that we might be a people who have a fresh faith to heal the sick, to pray again with confidence, knowing that we have what we ask for, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What a joy. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled. And I believe longings fulfilled in Jesus' name will be like a tree of life for you, a living reality. God bless you as you continue to pursue him. May you find that incredible faith of God enter your heart in a fresh way. Bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.